The Adventures of Madame Strange. This story is called The Farm. This is part two. The woman knocked on the RV door. "Hello? Do you need help?" she called out. She had the sweetest voice Rodney had ever heard. "Please come in," Bianca replied. The door opened. Rodney gasped when he saw the pretty girl. She was a blonde and almost as tall and slender as he was. She wore jeans and a flannel work shirt. Rodney had never liked flannel work shirts, but hastily reconsidered his opinion. He almost blushed when an embarrassing image of what was under the shirt flashed in his mind. Bianca sensed his reaction and smiled. "Are you in trouble?" the young woman asked. "Yeah, thanks for stopping. I'm broken down and Rodney is lost." "Is that your rig?" she asked. Rodney nodded. "You're lost? Where were you going?" "New Jersey. I got off the turnpike. Somehow I ended up here. If I hadn't seen Bianca here, I don't know what I would have done." The woman turned. "Hi, Bianca. I'm Cindy." She turned back. "And you are?"
"Rodney."
"Nice to meet you both. Can I look at your motor, Bianca?" "Can you fix it?" Bianca asked. Cindy nodded. "Ain't many I can't fix, but maybe this one'll be different." "Wonderful. Let me get you a flashlight."
"Got my phone for a flashlight," Cindy said. "Only thing it's good for out here in the middle of nowhere."
She looked at Rodney. He wondered if she was thinking he was a loser without a GPS or a phone. Cindy noticed the map.
"That won't do you much good. It only shows the main roads."
"We figured that out," Bianca replied. "Does this road even have a name?"
It probably does, but I'm darned if I remember what it is.
Time's a-wastin'. It's getting dark. Been getting colder at nights, too. Let me see what I can do to help." Cindy went out and walked to the open hood. She shined her light on the motor and reached in. She tinkered with some wires and walked back to the RV door. "Ma'am? You want to give me the key? I'll try her out."
Bianca handed Cindy the key. A moment later, she had the RV purring as if it was new.
"Okay, that's one down. Now you, Mr.
Rodney."
"Yeah, Rodney. Don't know if I can help you as easy. We're a long way from the turnpike. I might be able to direct you how to get back."
Rodney hoped she would direct him while seated inside his cab so he could be close to her a while longer. Bianca read his mind.
"I could follow you and then bring you back here," she suggested.
She hoped Cindy felt as interested in Rodney as he was in her. Cindy shook her head.
"That won't work. I gotta be home soon. My uncle's waiting dinner. It's a long ride to the turnpike."
"Is there a diesel station nearby?" Rodney asked. "I'm low on fuel."
"Boy, you really messed yourself up," Cindy exclaimed.
Rodney's face fell.
Cindy noticed. "Sorry. My bluntness sometimes puts people off."
"I'm not put off," Rodney replied boldly. Bianca grinned. Maybe she just found out why her RV broke down there.
Bianca and Rodney followed Cindy back to her farm. Cindy jumped out of her pickup and directed Rodney and Bianca to park their vehicles behind the barn. Then she waved them toward the farmhouse.
"Uncle Jay," Cindy yelled as she entered the door, "we got us some strays that followed me home."
Rodney bristled at being called a stray. Bianca grinned.
"They're certainly welcome," Uncle Jay called from the kitchen. "Come on in, folks."
Uncle Jay smiled when he saw Rodney, but his face lit up when his eyes fell on Bianca. She nearly swooned when she saw him. Uncle Jay was gorgeous.
"I hope there's no Aunt Jay," Bianca thought.
"Down, girl. I'm here to help Rodney and Cindy not to get laid. But if..."
"Jay Samuelson," he introduced himself.
"Rodney Young.
Bianca Estranho."
"Estranho? That's an unusual name," Jay said. "My father was Portuguese."
"Uncle Jay, I found Bianca in a broke-down RV. Rodney was lost and looking for the turnpike."
Jay turned to look at Rodney.
"Turnpike? Boy, that's a long way from here. How'd you get so lost?"
"I don't know, sir."
"Call me Jay. We're all friends here."
"I certainly hope so," Bianca thought.
Jay seemed the ideal, burly, folksy farmer who welcomed strangers and exuded warmth. And charm, Bianca thought. Don't forget the charm. But where's the missus?
"You folks hungry?" Jay asked.
"There's plenty of food. I usually cook several dinners at a time because we're so busy. We work late and are too tired to make anything.
We got plenty. He gestured toward the kitchen table piled with food. Rodney smiled when he saw mashed potatoes, green beans, corn on the cob, a huge salad, and thick pork chops with onions. Uncle Jay, how many people did you cook for this time? Sidney asked.
Well, just you and me.
But you put it all out like it was Thanksgiving or something.
Yeah, I guess I did. Maybe I had a feeling.
Bianca liked men who had a feeling because they were often the most fun to be with. She hoped she'd find out soon, if there was no missus. They passed around their plates and loaded them with food. Rodney and Bianca forgot about their earlier soup and bread supper. They feasted. As everyone ate, Jay launched into the history of the farm. Rodney would have preferred hearing Cindy's history, but listened respectfully. The farm had been in the family for four generations. Jay and his brother Russ, Cindy's father, owned it together until Russ died. Jay had raised Cindy and expected she would want to go off on her own, lured by the big city, but she didn't. Cindy wanted to be the fifth generation owner of the Samuelson farm. Bianca wanted to ask about Jay's wife, but didn't want to appear too obvious. She hoped the information might come out in conversation. It didn't. They finished dinner. Rodney helped Cindy clear the table.
When he cooks, I clean up, Cindy explained. When I cook, he cleans up.
Which isn't too often, Jay teased, fortunately.
He thinks I'm a lousy cook, Cindy said.
Jay rolled his eyes.
You're still a damn sight better than your aunt was, Jay commented bitterly.
Bianca saw her opening. Aunt? She asked innocently.
Jay frowned. Deborah, as she always reminded me to call her.
She's not at home tonight? Bianca asked.
Jay shook his head.
Hasn't been at home for several years now.
I'm sorry, Bianca replied, although she wasn't sorry at all.
Did she pass away? Rodney asked.
No, son. She ran away. With some damn trucker.
Jay glared at Rodney.
Cindy smiled.
Uncle Jay, you can't blame all truckers for what she did.
Well, I ain't forgiven them either, and you should steer clear of truckers, niece. Some of them are no good.
But Rodney's different, aren't you, Rodney? Bianca declared.
Yes, ma'am.
Rodney is a refined young man, very respectful, just starting out, aren't you? Rodney had no idea how Bianca knew so much about him.
Yes, ma'am. This is only my fifth run. I'm still getting used to it.
Well, getting lost is nothing to be ashamed of, Rodney. I hope it won't discourage you.
Discourage me? Hell no.
Oh, sorry, folks. I don't usually talk like that.
Bianca grinned. So did Sidney.
I'd be happy to do the dishes so you can relax, Bianca offered. I've been sitting all day and need to move around a bit before bedtime.
Sure, Jay replied. Knock yourself out.
Cindy, please show Bianca where everything is.
Cindy preferred spending time getting to know Rodney.
She also hoped her uncle and Bianca might find each other interesting.
Why don't you do it, Uncle Jay? I'm stuffed from all that food.
Okay, I will, Jay said. Bianca, please come with me. Bianca couldn't help thinking, I hope I will. She reminded herself to thank Cindy later. End of part two. Please move on to part three. Thanks for listening. This material is copyrighted, all rights reserved.